afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cliffy Stone speaking to you once more for a full hour on this Sunday afternoon. We hope you're at home or in your cars listening. We've got lots of good music for you. It's all recorded.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trills, and the mountain so high where the cataract spills. Take a look at the falls and the rippling rills. Hear the wanderlust call of the whispering hills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills.
Well, I know you're all anxious to know what are the top five numbers across the nation, from border to border, from coast to coast, in the Western country folk music field. And today you're going to hear the five top numbers, numbers that are put there by your nickels in the jukeboxes, by your purchasers in record stores all over America, and by your requests on radio programs. These are the top five national numbers from coast to coast. Starting off with number five this week, it's Red Foley. And that's right, they all go native on Saturday night, or Tennessee Saturday night. Red?
Now listen while I tell you about a place I know. Down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows. Hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. A fiddle and a track guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes his brogue and knocks out the light. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Get together, there's a lot of fun. They all know the other fella packs a gun. Everybody does his best to act just right, cause there's gonna be a funeral if you start a fight. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Tennessee, where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
There you have it. That's number five, friends, on the National Cowboy Hit Parade. These are the top five songs from coast to coast. Not by your local requests or by your local record purchasers, but from coast to coast, from border to border. And here, friends, number four on the National Cowboy Hit Parade, George Morgan. And please, don't let me love you.
Oh, please, don't let me love you. Just because I'm feeling blue. And please don't let me kiss you, cause I know you'll be untrue. Because you're sweet, dear, I wanna love you. Please stay away from my heart. please don't let me love you. All I know, you'll be untrue.
National Cowboy Hit Parade, George Morgan, and Please Don't Let Me Love You. And now, friends, moving along to number 3 on the National Cowboy Hit Parade, here it is, your old friend, Eddie Arnold, and Don't Rob Another Man's Castle.
They say a man's home is his castle. He's like a king on a throne. It may be a shack down alongside the track, but everything in it's his own. So don't think of taking his loved one. It's written, thou shalt not steal. Don't rob another man's castle, no matter how lonesome you
number 3 on the National Cowboy Hit Parade, Eddie Arnold and Don't Rob Another Man's Castle. These are the numbers that are there from coast to coast, from border to border, put there by your Nichols and Jukebox's friends, put there by your purchasers, not only in our record store, the Record Corral, but in stores all over America. And here is the number 2 song from coast to coast, from border to border, this week on the National Cowboy Hit Parade, Hank Williams and The Lovesick Blues.
I got a feeling of the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the love sick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling of the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got to love sick blue.
And that was Hank Williams and the Lovesick Blues. That's number two, friends, on the National Cowboy Hit Parade. Now, I know you all want to know what the number one tune is, and a lot of you suspect what the number one tune is already, I know. These records that you're hearing come directly from the Record Corral at 4531 Sunset Boulevard. It's our own little record store where we carry nothing but country, hillbilly, western, sacred, folk records, or square dance records. We've got over 10,000 of them there to select from. And any time you're up in that neck of the woods, if you're out riding around this afternoon, drop in at the Record Corral, 4531 Sunset Boulevard. That's right across the street from the Hollywood Children's Hospital. And pick out some records, go in and play them. See if you find what you want. If you don't, okay, you don't have to buy any. But we hope you do, naturally. The Record Corral is open every evening till 6 o'clock, Friday and Saturday nights to 9 o'clock, and Sundays from 12 noon to 8 in the evening. We'll be open this afternoon until 8 o'clock this evening. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the number one tune from coast to coast, from border to border, on the Cowboy, the National Cowboy Hit Parade for this week. George Morgan and, that's right, the number that he wrote, Candy Kisses.
Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you whisper those sweet love words in my ear. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear. Thank you. thought that you were building too. Now my castles all have fallen, and I am left alone blue. Once my heart was filled with gladness, now there's sadness, only tears, candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear.
Well, there you have it, friends, for this Sunday, for the end of this week. From coast to coast, the National Cowboy Hit Parade. George Morgan and Candy Kisses, number one. Number two, Hank Williams and the Lovesick Blues. Number three, Eddie Arnold and Don't Rob Another Man's Castle. Number four, Please Don't Let Me Love You, George Morgan. And number five, Red Foley's Tennessee, Saturday Night. Yes, from coast to coast, from border to border, these are the numbers that are judged to be the most popular right now this week. Say, we had a little gizmo at our house. It was a... we had a lot of trouble with dogs tipping over garbage cans and stuff like that, and Dorothy got to where she hid the garbage can and the garbage man couldn't find it and all that kind of stuff. And one day a fellow came around to the door, and he had a thing that, well, naturally, you know, people knock on your door, you just naturally say no. But my wife is the gullible type, and so she said yes. And I tell you what it was. It's called a scrap trap. And we've had one at our house for about a month, and we thought it was so good that I called a fellow up and I said, has anybody ever offered this to people on the radio? And he said, no, we never have. He said, we haven't felt, you know, that we were actually a big enough firm. And I said, well, I'll make a deal with you. I'll pay for the radio time, and let's see what the people think of it. So today, friends, I want to tell you about this handy little, it's not a garbage can, not really. I'll tell you how it's an answer to the unpleasant garbage problem. Now, it's called Scrap Trap, and it has a firm frame, a well-built frame that can be placed in any convenient spot in your kitchen. Any place, ladies, that you want to put this convenient frame, you can put it right on the wall underneath the drain board or wherever you want to put it. And it has a special disposal craft bag now that you remove and replace simply and quickly. Now, this bag opens and closes easily. It will not drip, and it is odor tight. Now, Scrap Trap will hold 6 quarts of peelings, of scraps, coffee grounds, bones, and, you know, with always the leavings, and you never touch the garbage. Now, these are waxed bags. In other words, the bag fits right onto the frame of the Scrap Trap, and when the bag is full, you just push the gizmo there, and it automatically tightens the bag, and then the bag has the garbage in it. You take the bag, put it in the garbage can, and then you put another bag on the Scrap Trap frame. Now, that's what it amounts to. And, boy, it's one of the handiest things you'll ever find. It saves you from making that running trip out to the garbage can after every meal if you keep the garbage can out on the street, so you won't forget to put it out for the garbage man. And it saves you odors and all the unpleasant tasks that the usual garbage problem is in your home. I know, because we have the same problem. It'll be good for kitchen service, for barbecue roasters, for practically any place where food is eaten, there's always a certain amount of the leavings. Now, if you want one of these scrap traps, they sell for $2.35. Now, that's postpaid. Now, if you want to send in the $2.35, I'd suggest you send $2 bills and then 35 cents in stamps. send it to me, Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. And just put Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5, with $2.35 for the scrap trap, the bags that you will receive, and you receive enough bags for one full month's supply of wax bags included in that price along with a frame. Now, if you want it, order it right now today and see what you think of it. It's given to you on a money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, then you just send it back and we'll refund you your money. You can't lose, and it's a good value. If you prefer to order COD, the cost is still $2.35 for the scrap trap and the one-month supply of wax bags, and you'll pay the postman the COD charge, which will be a few pennies according to the particular zone that you live in. Try this scrap trap and let me know what you think of it. Write for it right now. It'll become a very important item around your kitchen, a handy gadget, the same as it is at our place. Write to me, Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5, and just say you want the scrap trap. And if you want to send it COD, that's okay. We'll take care of it that way. Or send the $2 bills and 35 cents in stamps to Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. I know you'll be satisfied with it. If you're not, your money back. You can't lose on them. Well, we thought we'd give you some new numbers now. You've heard what the five top numbers are from coast to coast, and here are numbers that may be the top numbers in maybe 4 or 5 weeks, depending on whether you like them or not. The first one we're going to play for you is Tennessee Ernie's brand new recording of Country Junction. Listen to him. Moon Mullican's on the piano, incidentally.
A knockout joint between Jackson and Nashville. Everybody has a big time and nobody's ever bashful. If you feel the old urge and your feet want to function, go to this place they call Country Junction. If your hands, feet, legs want to function, go to the place they call Country Junction. Box of records and each one costs a nickel. There's the fast ones and the slow ones. If your tastes are fickle, there's a square dance caller and a little cake walking. There's a couple in the corner just a hugging and a chalking. If your hands, feet, legs want to function, go to this place they call Country Junction. Junction, I have heard it said that you can get red ham and a pound of cornbread, a little dab of soft gravy, and that ain't all. They'll bring your biscuits in a bucket. You can have a ball if your hands, feet, legs want to function. Go to this place they call Country Junction. Just about does it. That's the end of my song. At this place called Country Junction, nothing ever goes wrong. Take a Tennessee and word. If you're feeling blue, go to Country Junction. It's the place for you. So if your hands, feet, legs want to function, go to this place they call Country Junction. Go to this place they call Country Junction.
Tennessee Ernie and Country Junction, incidentally. Tennessee Ernie wrote that number. We had the pleasure of helping him a little bit on it, but, boy, it was all his doing. Now, let's turn it over and hear the other side here. Yeah, it's Tennessee Ernie and the story about the Philadelphia lawyer.
Way out in Reno, Nevada, where romance blooms and fades, a great Philadelphia lawyer was in love with a Hollywood maid. Come love and we will wander out where the lights are bright. I'll win you a divorce from your husband and we can get married tonight. gun-toting cowboy. 10 notches were carved on his gun. And all the boys around Reno left Wild Bill's maiden alone. One night when he was returning from riding the range in the cold, he dreamed of his Hollywood sweetheart. Her love was as lasting as gold. As he drew near her window, a shadow he saw on the shade was the great Philadelphia lawyer, making love to his Hollywood maid. The night was as still as the desert. The moon was bright overhead. Bill listened a while to the lawyer. He could hear every word that he said. Your hands are so pretty and lovely, your form so rare and divine. Come go with me to the city and leave this wild cowboy behind. Now back in old Pennsylvania, among those beautiful pines, there's one less Philadelphia lawyer in old Philadelphia tonight. There's one less Philadelphia lawyer in old Philadelphia tonight.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that one. The time is 5:30, if you care. You're tuned to KFVD Los Angeles 5. You're listening to our Sunday afternoon program, Cowboy Hip Parade. It's recorded, of course. Yours truly, Cliffy Stone, speaking to you. And on Sunday afternoons, we try to give you some old ones and some new ones. Numbers that you don't hear every day. And also give you the five top tunes on the national picture. Now, this program is brought to you by the Record Corral, 4531 Sunset Boulevard. That's across the street from the Children's Hospital. And that's our own little record store. We care nothing but country, hillbilly, western, sacred, or square dance records. We have record lists. If you'd like us to send you the list, just drop me a card or a letter to Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5, and just say you want the list, and I'll see that you receive them. The list, we try to keep them up to date as close as possible as to the new numbers that come in. The ones you just heard are not on the list because they're brand new, just out. However, the Record Corral is open every evening to 6 o'clock, Friday and Saturday nights till 9 o'clock, and Sundays from 12 noon till 8 in the evening. Drop in any time, friends, and listen to your favorite country, cowboy, hillbilly, sacred, western, or square dance records. Incidentally, the square dance folks have really started booming, and we've created a special department, special table with nothing but square dance records on it. You'll find them there with calls and without calls. Remember that, huh? Okay, now here's one by Bill Boyd. It's a brand new one. It's called the Lone Star Rag.
Thank you.
that's Bill Boyd's new record called The Lone Star Rag. He's got some good ones out. What is the one? Under the Double Eagle. That's real popular in Bill Boyd's train song. This one is surely ought to go right down the same line. Here's one that, I don't know where you draw the line on what is Western and what is hillbilly or what is country, what is popular music these days, for everything seems to have kind of finally gotten together. And here's a number, and here's a singer that's done a great deal for it. This one is called Ghost Riders in the Sky. You've heard Bob Monroe sing it, I imagine, and Burl Ives, but I thought maybe you hadn't heard Bing's record of it. I'd like to play it for you now. Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went upon his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Yippee-i-yay, yippee-i-o, the ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-yay. Their eyes would blur, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't got them yet.
We've got to ride forever on this range up in the sky. Our horses snorting far.
As they ride on, hear their cry. If you want to save your soul from hell a-riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-yay. The ghost herd in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Bing Crosby and Ghost Riders in the Sky. Awful pretty number. Almost too pretty for me. But it's an awful good one. You know the scrap trap I was telling you about? It's really an answer to your unpleasant garbage problem around your home. Now, if you weren't listening before, I mentioned it a little while ago, but the deal is that Dorothy bought one of these from, that's my wife, my better half, my better three quarters. She bought one of these from a fellow that brought it to the door, and it really became an important item in our kitchen. And I got kind of sold on the deal myself, and I called the people up and asked them if they'd ever offered it on the radio, and he said no, they never had. And I said, well, I'm going to program Sunday afternoon. I'd like to mention it on and see what the ladies listening think about it. And ladies, here's what it is. It's called Scrap Trap. And it's truly new, clean, and sanitary. Now, it's a frame, It's a firm frame that you can place in any convenient spot in your kitchen, either underneath the drain board or on the side of the wall, wherever you want to put it, or just out on the back porch or outside. And any convenient spot is okay for it. Now, it has a special disposal craft bag that you remove and replace simply and quickly. Now, that bag opens and closes easily. It will not drip, and it's odor tight. Now, this bag, this scrap track bag, holds 6 quarts of peelings, scraps, coffee grounds, bones, and so forth, or whatever the leavings are. And you never have to touch the garbage. Full instructions, of course, are provided, and you get the scrap trap frame and 1 month's supply of waxed bags for $2.35. That's postpaid. Now, if you want us to send it to you, it's sold on a money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you get your money back. Just put 2 $1 bills and 35 cents in stamps in a envelope and send it to me, Cliffy Stone, KFBD, Los Angeles 5. If you prefer not to send the money, but you would like to have the scrap trap in your home, then just send me a penny postcard, and we'll send it to you COD, and you can pay the postman. It'll cost you a few cents more that way, but then you don't have to send the money to us right now. Now, as far as the extra bags go, you can use a bag a day, and the bags cost 30. You get 30 for 65 cents or 60 for $1.20. So you can see that once you get the frame and your initial bags, that the cost is very slight. And it's something that'll save you an awful lot of trips out to the garbage can and an awful lot of unpleasant odors about your kitchen. It's truly a helpmate for you housewives, and that's a pretty important item. It'll save you many, many steps, and it's clean, sanitary, and new. It's called the Scrap Trap, and boy, it really takes care of that garbage problem in your home. So it makes a perfect gift for someone that you'd like to give something practical to, like newlyweds, and that can come in mighty handy. So send that $2.35 in stamps to me, Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. Do it right now this afternoon while you're sitting around the house. Or just on a penny postcard and send it to Cliffy Stone, KFVD, and order your scrap trap right now today. It makes sense, for sure. And that leads us right into Carson Robinson's brand new record. Listen.
The longer I live in this cockeyed world, the plainer I can see the truth of that old saying, what fools we mortals be. They say we're all getting smarter, but I'm afraid I can't agree. 'Cause here's just a few of the things we do that don't make sense to me. You send your boy to a high-toned school and spend a lot of dough for a musical education with Professor So-and-so. Now, you just know he was born for the opera, but, brother, wasn't you wrong? 'Cause he winds up with a 10-gallon hat singing a hillbilly song. You drive all day to attend a sale, and the auctioneer starts to spiel, and you outbid the other guy. Boy, how proud you feel. You buy the thing for 2.5, and you drive back home, and then you find they've got the same darn thing right in the 5 and 10. Now the Joneses buy a brand new car, and the Smiths say, pull on a fast one. So what do? But buy one too, though they ain't done paying for the last one. Now they both know the other one's broke, and somebody's bound to sue 'em. And the kids won't get so much to eat, but they can't let the Joneses outdo 'em. You send your daughter to college, and a great career you plan. Then just before graduation, she meets that nice young man. She winds up in his kitchen. A brilliant girl, that's true. But Latin and Greek don't help her a bit to make a good Irish stew. Doctors and nurses rush around and work with all their might to save the life of a bandit who got shot up in a fight. They patch him up and get him well after slaving night and day. And then 2 weeks later, they hang the guy. Kind of wasted effort, I'd say. Now, the Indians had the right idea. A system without any flaws. No income tax and no rent to pay, and the work was done by the squaws. Never a thing to worry about. Just eat and sleep and get fat. And the poor dumb white man thought that he could improve on a system like that.
Carson Robinson, and doesn't make sense, does it? Seems like about everything on that one did make sense. Well, here's one that, boy, it's awful pretty. I played it at home this afternoon, and I haven't played it before on the air. It's the Sons of the Pioneers, and as usual, they do a wonderful job on this number. It's the first time that it's been out by any kind of country artist, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's a beautiful number. It's called the Whiffin' Poof Song, the Sons of the Pioneers.
The tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the whiffin' folks assembled with their glasses raised on high. And the magic of their singing cast a spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I wasting and the morning and the rest? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last.
Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest.
We're poor little lambs who have lost our way.
It is pretty, isn't it? The Whiffin' Poof Song by the Sons of the Pioneers. You know, Eddie Kirk has moved along just like wildfire in the past year and a half. Moved right up to the numbers he's recorded, like The Gods Are Angry With Me and Candy Kisses, are numbered among the nation's top 15 in the record sales. But Eddie's first record, I think, was one that was sadly overlooked and neglected. Because maybe he was a new recording artist, maybe just people weren't ready for it. I believe that this number I'm going to play for you now can be an awful big hit. See what you think about it. Eddie Kirk sings, Memories Are My Souvenirs.
I recall the hours I spent with you. Those are the things my heart endears. Though I've got no letters tied in blue, memories are my souvenirs. Locked in my treasure chest of dreams, dear, I have the words I love you so. I don't have your picture stained with tears. Memories are my souvenirs. I won't ever cry myself to sleep, 'cause in my dreams your face appears. All my thoughts of you are mine to keep. Memories are my souvenirs. You left me no consolation, no lock of hair, no faded rose. Still within my heart I have no fear. Memories are my souvenirs.
Eddie Kirk and Memories Are My Souvenirs. Don't you agree that it's a beautiful number? Well, you're listening to our Sunday afternoon Cowboy Hit Parade from 5 to 6 o'clock here on KFVD. And, of course, as usual, it's recorded and transcribed for your listening pleasure. And as that number played, I was still thinking about that scrap trap garbage unit that I've been telling you about today here on the program. And I was thinking that if you folks that live in apartments, for instance, where you have to run up and down stairs to take care of the garbage at the end of the day, this little unit is nothing short of wonderful for you, because it's small and it fits right underneath your sink or underneath your drain board. And it's a firm frame that can be placed in any convenient spot in your kitchen. And then this waxed paper bag slips right over the frame. And then when you scrape the garbage or the leavings from your meals into the paper bag, you just close the frame when the bag is filled and take the bag out. Now, like as not, I know a lot of you women probably, a lot of you housewives probably wrap your garbage in newspaper anyway before you take it out. And this special scrap trap disposal bag eliminates any contact with the garbage. You never have to touch it. And it holds 6 quarts of peeling scraps or coffee grounds or bones or whatever the leavings are. And, of course, with each one, the full instructions are provided, and the scrap trap and the one-month supply of waxed bags cost you only $2.35. That's postpaid. Now, if you'd like me to send you one of these scrap trap frames and the bags for a full month's supply, just put two $1 bills and 35 cents in stamps in a envelope and send it to me, Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5. Now, if you prefer to order COD, that's okay, too. Just put your name and address on a penny postcard and send it to me, Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5, and we'll send the scrap trap to you. COD. You pay the postman just a few pennies more for the COD charges, and then we collect from the postman. Now, the cost for extra wax bags, and you won't need them for a full month, are 65 cents for 30 of the bags, or you get 60 of the bags for $1.20. So you can see it's not a great additional expense. I'd like you to order one and see what you think of it. Incidentally, they're sold to you on a money-back guarantee. If you're not happy, then return the scrap trap and within a week's time, and we'll refund you your money. You can't lose on it. And you'll find, ladies, that it'll become an awful important item around your house and around your kitchen. Order today for the scrap trap. Write to me, Cliffy Stone, KFVD, Los Angeles 5, either COD, or send $2, two $1 bills and 35 cents in stamps to myself, care of KFVD, Los Angeles 5. That's Cliffy Stone, of course. Well, here's a number that I guess I listened to when I was about 8 or 9 years old. I used to hear these gals sing on the National Barn Dance. It's the Girls of the Golden West, and there's a silver moon on the Golden Gate. Golden West and Silver Moon on the Golden Gate. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed our Sunday afternoon visit brought to you with myself, Cliffy Stone, from 5 to 6. Every Sunday afternoon, we remind you to be sure to listen every morning from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. to KFVD, the same station, for more good Western country recorded music. The program, of course, been recorded and transcribed for your listening pleasure on this Sunday, and we'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Until then, don't forget the Record Corral at 4531 Sunset Boulevard, and yours truly, Cliffy Stone. Goodbye.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trills, and the mountain so high where the cataract spills.
Take a look at the falls and the ripples.
whistling rills. Hear the wanderlust call on the whispering hills, the rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills.
Let me live on the rains where the tumbleweeds grow. Let the silver sand change where the prairie winds blow.
Let the wanderers sing where the wanderers go. Let the melody ring, for he's happy, I know. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
Show.
Let the lobo wolf wail in a broken heart call.